Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Friday, which means it's
the weekend.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Hey, it's Friday.
You better get ready.
It's the end of the year. We are all fried.
I got my eyes on that big end of the year party.
Are you ready to party?
Oh, I don't think you heard me. Are you ready to party?
Said, are you ready
to party?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's party.
Showtime!
Let's do it.
Woo!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our producer, Morty. It is Friday, Carla. It is the final day before we go on vacation and wrap up 2019.
Yeah, boy, that sounds so weird. And first of all, so Christmas, 5 days away. Mm-hmm. Hanukkah begins the 22nd at sundown, so okay. That's right around the corner. And, it just seems like it's here now. It's mm-hmm. here. There's no stopping us, people. No stopping us.
The only thing that's not here is the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock.
No, it's still out there. It's still sleeping somewhere.
And over almost 200 people last night.
Yeah.
That's the report I got from the Shady Grove Lounge over at the Silverton. The final puzzle piece.
Love it.
By the way, I want to tell everybody, the puzzle pieces do not equal a phone number, so stop calling it.
Right.
Stop calling it what you think might be a phone number. Oh, my God, that poor person.
Oh, man. Yeah, that
That's
sucks.
The only thing we're going to tell you
if you're
about
listening,
the clues.
Person, you're welcome to call us, though.
Yes.
Let us know how many calls you did get.
All right.
Oh, that's crazy.
So we have your first of three on-air clues.
Yes.
We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning, a little after 8 o'clock, plus some more details here in a few minutes. Sunshine today, going to be nice. 58, the high, upper 50s over the weekend, maybe some clouds, 38 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
It's all about the best and the worst of the decade and the year. I'll have the worst movies, I'll have the best movies.
All right, more on that, plus some other stories after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Top list of movies for the decade.
Mm-hmm.
2010's Moonlight tops the list of best movies for this decade. Social Network, second, followed by Holy Motors, which I'm not familiar with this movie. Boyhood and Get Out, the movie that we were both like, wait, what is this movie about? Hold on, what? Yeah, it was a great movie, but very different from what I thought it was going to be, that's for sure. But
and I'm still,
movie.
To this day, very shocked.
Yeah?
Shocked! That it got all these awards.
Yeah.
When I thought it was just some kind of goofy movie.
No. It's one of the best the decade, Mike.
Wow.
List of the year's worst movies. This year's worst movies. And there have been different lists out there. Many similar movies. But a brand new one tops the list, and that's Cats. It is getting the worst reviews. People are saying they have no idea where they even came up with the concept,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it was on Broadway for a long time and all of, but they're saying it's so weird. It's got about 19% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Wow.
That's not good. That is the year's worst movie, Rambo Last Blood. That's on the list. And two John Travolta films you probably never even heard of or knew about. One is called The Fanatic,
mm-hmm.
and one is called Trading Paint. So, yeah. Wow, John, God love you.
Surprised I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, Cats is going to be here soon,
okay.
Mike. And second year in a row, Taylor Swift, number one on a list of the most influential people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Others pretty high on the list. There's like about 45 people on the list.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, Donald Trump, Ellen DeGeneres, Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
Katy Perry, and Miley Cyrus is also on the list. This is on Twitter, most influential people on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, and this weekend, by God, set your DVR because Eddie Murphy returns to Saturday Night Live. Musical guest Lizzo, he was asked a lot about what he's going to do. He says, we're talking about a Gumby thing, talking about a buckwheat thing, talking about a Bill Cosby thing. He said it will be very funny. I don't know if he would think it's funny, but mm-hmm. it should be pretty funny. Now, He declined to play that 40th anniversary special in 2015. They asked him to do Bill Cosby, but he did not want to do it then. Yeah. So
maybe too soon.
His mind.
Really,
yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah, it was too soon. It absolutely was. But yeah, that is Saturday night. So set your DVRs. Eddie Murphy returns to SNL.
Hi, I'm Eddie Murphy, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Lizzo.
We are so excited to have you here, man. When I heard, I was like, hell yeah.
And when I heard, I was like, sexual chocolate.
She is so excited.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it should. Absolutely.
All right. Mike and Carla's world famous Jingle Bell Rock is still out there.
Yes,
you find it $10,000 richer. And so there was a big clue handed out yesterday night over at the Shady Grove Lounge.
Yeah.
Today, another big written clue is going to be posted, if not already, at the Silverton. As a lot of people do, we're following that chat room as well.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I did love this one comment. My dog is done. Wants to go home.
Wants to go home.
Even the dog is going, I'm pooped out.
I like
can't take
one,
it anymore.
The one person that said, I can't even figure out this chat room.
Well, people are looking for it, and the clues are out there. We'll have your first of three very important on-air clues for you starting, a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. All the details about Jingle Bell Rock on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we have another segment of Morty on the Streets, and he was talking to people about New Year's resolutions. And the New Year's right around the corner, so people gearing up.
Yes.
So this is Morty out on the streets talking to people about their New Year's resolutions. Listen to this.
I'm here with Johnny.
All right, Johnny, what's your New Year's resolution?
Stay away from thick baby mamas.
Was that a problem for you in 2019?
It's been a problem for me since 2010.
Well, good luck on that one. I'm here with
Leah.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Definitely to lose weight.
Seems pretty common with everybody. Okay, I'm here with
Mark.
All right, Mark, what's your New Year's resolution?
Spend more time with my family.
Do you not spend enough time with them already?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is there a reason?
Work way too much.
Okay. So what's your New Year's resolution?
Get back to working out consistently. I got to keep it up.
What causes you not to go?
Traffic to the gym. My gym in my apartment complex isn't very good.
So you're on your way, but it's too much traffic,
you know,
so you
what?
Just turn around and go.
Traffic. Do it.
Is that great?
That's funny.
Here's one more.
So what's your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to try to save money for this new baby that's coming.
How much have you saved so far?
About $15.
All right, I'm here with
Ryan.
All right, Ryan, what's your New Year's resolution?
To lose weight.
If you don't mind, what are you at now and what do you want to lose?
I'm at 188 right now, trying to get down to 190.
Okay. So you want to gain weight?
No, I'm trying to get down to 190.
You said you were 188 and you went to 190.
No, my bad. I'm Hispanic, so I talk very fast. So I'm going to say I'm at 198 right now. I'm trying to get down to 190.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes more sense.
All right, where are you finding these people?
Hispanic, so we talk really fast. Yeah.
It just means you talk fast doesn't mean you can't know how
can't
much you
mess. Oh, jeez.
Well, if you're going to lose weight, don't go with the other guy because he can't even get to the gym. Because
he has to fight traffic.
Traffic.
Yes.
All right. And one more piece here.
I'm here with
Tanya.
All right, Tanya, what's your New Year's resolution?
Eat more pizza.
That's a good one. Any particular reason why?
I don't eat enough pizza.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Does.
I like it. I mean, setting the goals high on this one, I don't think you'll have trouble reaching your New Year's resolution.
There you go. Another great segment of Morty on the Streets. See, I like the last girl because it's a simple resolution.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going to eat more pizza.
Yeah, anything where you can indulge more, I think it's just easier to do.
The holidays right around the corner, and I believe we're what?
5 days.
5 days.
5 days. I know.
Okay.
5 days.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. It was nice yesterday.
Well, it sure was.
Upper 50s.
Man.
Same thing for Saturday and Sunday, but some clouds moving in. Only about 38 outside right now. A few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you buy that person, that new person in your life, a gift? There are a few opinions on this.
All right, we'll talk more about that and a few other things we think you should know in about 5-6 minutes.
just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All about Christmas today. According to a new study, the average moment when we finally hit our limit with our family over the Christmas holiday, 2:13 p.m. on December 26th.
Oh.
So you got a day. That's it. If they're coming to town, you got till the next day.
Wow.
2:13 on December 26th.
Mark
your
clocks.
That will be next Thursday.
Yeah.
2:13 p.m.
So if I'm sitting there with my relatives and the alarm goes off.
Yes, that's right. You'll know. Time for you people to go, so I still like you.
Everybody
get
out.
That's right. Yep. 15% of Americans admitted they've intentionally bought something really bad, just a crappy gift that they knew the person wouldn't like just to spite them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that's a big number.
Oh, it is. That's a lot of people.
You know what?
A crappy gift. Wow. Okay.
I have a friend, and she said that her sister-in-law, they seemingly got along.
Right.
But any chance her sister-in-law got to, like, take a dig or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She would, especially with Christmas gifts.
Right.
She would always buy her, like, a piece of clothing or something, but it was always a size bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thinking.
All right. That's so funny.
It was her way of saying, oh, yeah. I thought you wore a bigger size.
Yeah, for me, if you buy me smaller, I take offense to that.
Do you?
It's like, really? You think that's going to fit me?
No.
Don't try it on.
You might be right.
Yeah, I know. Always go bigger, but you're right.
Either way.
There are people who do that. It's like, wow, I thought you were an extra large. No, I know. I'm a small.
Yes.
Thank you. Go. Thank you.
I go, really?
Jeez.
She goes, yes.
And
it just
nice.
Pisses me off.
Jealous around. And if you just started dating someone, are you supposed to get them a Christmas present? Well, according to a new survey, 16% of people say, yeah, you should give a gift, even if you've only gone on a handful of dates. 5% think you should give a gift, even if you've only been on one date. Just one
date. Okay, what's a handful of dates? Like
something.
4 or 5?
Yeah, that would be, yeah. You're talking, yeah, there's a go. 5 of them. That's a handful right there.
Oh, I guess it makes sense.
Yes,
I never thought about
that. Yes, it's a handful.
I mean, unless you're missing one.
Yeah, well, it could be. If you're a shop teacher, that's 4. Maybe 3.
In that case, you're lucky.
Yes, that's right.
You know what? How many people in that situation? You've just started dating somebody, or you were in that situation around Christmas, you started dating. What did you do? How did you handle it?
That is a tough one, especially if you do like that person, but you don't want to go crazy because it's like, oh, God, what are they going to think I want? Or I'm not that serious. I just like you.
And how much did you spend? Carla, you had mentioned the stats about how when people start dating around this time of the year.
Yes.
How many will actually go out and buy a gift for that person?
Yes.
Being Christmas.
Right. They say if you've gone out with them a handful of times, about 16-17% said you should get something, even if you've gone out with them once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michelle, now very practical. She said, I've been seeing somebody for about a month, and I do like him. And he's a VGK fan, so I got him a VGK t-shirt, not a jersey. Way too much of a commitment if I got him a jersey.
Truth.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding.
So just a t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Maybe next year if we're still seeing each other, then you move up to
you
jersey.
You get the jersey. Oh,
okay.
That's right.
Sweatshirt, then jersey.
Yeah, and I actually think after jersey, I was talking to Morty about them, they're tacky. They're kind of ugly, but practice jersey. I think that's even beyond regular jersey because you're in the
know. I have one of those.
Yeah, you're in the know, you know, if you're really, if you've been dating each other for a while. They're ugly, but they're cool.
Uh-huh.
They're really cool. Sandy said, I went out with a guy twice, and he bought me lingerie for Christmas last year. Ew, tacky. No.
Wow.
No. We went out 2 times. Okay, so that's all you're thinking about? See ya. See ya. Bye, Felicia. Yeah, go somewhere else because that's all you're thinking about.
Why is it so different when you say it than when.
Yeah, it is.
Because when I say it, it's kind of hot.
I know. Now, is it really, though? Is it really?
Jeff just texted me and said, scarf. I went out with this girl twice and we had a great time and we expected to go out on a third day, so I got her a scarf.
Perfect.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a scarf, right?
No. There is no. I don't think there's any offense to be taken either with a scarf.
You're pretty safe.
Unless they're trying to cover your chins. So maybe that's it.
If that's the case, then you get her a dickie or a turtleneck.
Yes, that's right. It's a dickie.
All right. Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about some new movies coming out this weekend. We'll get to him in about 6-7 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. And with the holidays right around the corner, we have a couple of big movies out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, big movies. We've got, of course, Star Wars, the Rise of Skywalker. And, you know, this ends the new trilogy, you know, the first order in the Resistance. And just, I'm just going to give you my reaction. It's not going to be reviewed because there is a laundry list of spoilers. I have never seen a movie with so many spoilers. Every 15, 20 minutes, some earth-shattering trilogy spoiler happens in the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, Luke, I'm your father, that kind of stuff. I'm mixed on it. You know, I didn't hate the film and I didn't love the film, but I just left unsatisfied. It was just bogged down. There's like three or four movies in this 2.5 hour movie.
Maybe too much.
It was. It was too much and confusing. And I just, and maybe I still don't have an attachment to some of the characters. And but now this one, it just kind of like muddies the waters. It really did.
And the other one.
That's too bad.
The other one is Bombshell.
What about this?
This is Bombshell. Yes, this is about the Fox News, the final days of Roger Ailes, who started Fox News,
right,
along with the Murdochs. Charlize Theron is amazing as Megyn Kelly. And so is Nicole Kidman as Gretchen Carlson.
Right.
But who steals the movie is Margot Robbie. Every scene she's in, she's just this an emotional wreck, who's this young intern who wants to be at Fox News and nowhere else. And that scene with Roger Ailes where he says, you have to prove to me exactly how much you want to be here.
Oh.
And John Lithgow as Roger Ailes in the fat makeup is just phenomenal.
Boy, can he do just about...
He sure
he's like
can.
A Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. He can do anything. Jimmy Fallon the other night, he goes, Hollywood only wants me for bald fat man now. He's in The Crown. You know, fantastic as Winston Churchill. Yeah. But now he's disgusting Roger Ailes.
And I remember when he was in that episode series of Dexter. That season of Dexter.
That. And then he was in the funny... What was the what was it?
Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun.
I've seen him on Broadway.
And
you know, Sweet Smell of Success and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And he's got kids albums and he's a singer and he's a poet.
Amazing.
He's amazing.
One more or no?
Yes, we've got from our friends at Universal Home Video, we've got Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
This is the
just
movie.
Just give her one.
Yeah, he did.
I did. This is Downton Abbey, the movie, and my brother and his wife went to London or to England and went on the tour, and this has got such a following. This has 30 minutes of unseen footage and all kinds of interviews.
I'm so excited.
It's the Blu-ray, it's the DVD, and the digital copy all in one, and I brought some to give away for our listeners.
You know what? First five people on the phone right now, 702-739-9636. That's how we'll do it. If you're a big fan, as big as Carla is of this girl.
Yes, I love the movie.
You're like that little kid you make fun of for the Star Wars, Star Trek.
Oh, my God, Downton Abbey. That's my Star Wars. That's my Star Wars, and yeah, it's my Star Trek.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, happy holidays, and we will talk to you next year.
Yes, that'll be it.
All right, we have these DVDs, Downton Abbey, to give away from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard to the first five callers on the phone. Mike and Carla, who's this?
Michael.
Michael, you got a copy of Downton Abbey. Hang on, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Michelle.
Michelle, you got a copy.
Yes.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Tracy,
we're going to give you a DVD as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Manuela,
you have a DVD of Downton Abbey.
Oh my God, that is so amazing. Thank you so much. I love that movie so much.
Thank you.
I've gotten my husband addicted to it.
And Manuela, 30 extra minutes of unseen footage in the DVD.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. I'm so excited. I'm almost crying. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
When I saw the movie, I saw it next to some British people. And as we walked out, they were talking to me and we were discussing it. And I almost slipped into a British accent. Well, yes, it was very good. It fell right along with the series. Are you British? No, I am not.
but I love to pretend I am, right?
Awesome.
Manuela, thank you for listening and enjoy the DVD, as I'm sure you will.
Thank you so much. And I just want to let you guys know, I work from home and you guys bring me joy and laughter every day while I listen to you.
Aww.
And it's just really special. So I appreciate you guys very much and have a happy holiday.
Oh, Manuela, you too. I want to put on my jammies and just go watch the movie with you.
Yeah, right? We just go have some popcorn with chocolate in it and we're good to go.
Yeah, and a little bit of eggnog, of course. course.
When did this radio show become a pajama party?
You just shut up and sit over there.
Yeah. I'm putting both your bras in the freezer.
Mike, we're bringing you some Bacardi, too, so you're good.
See?
Yes.
See?
She's back in. Merry Christmas, Manuela.
Yes, Manuela. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know what? I think, according to my count,
yes,
we have one left.
We do.
So I think we have somebody on the phone. We'll hand that out. But, boy, that's a nice Christmas gift from Jeff Howard. People are going nuts. They're freaking out. They're trying to find this rock and win $10,000 from the Silverton Casino Hotel and KKLZ. Details on that and your first on-air clue coming up here in a bit.
Yes.
By the way,
yeah,
all the puzzle pieces have been handed out.
Yes.
And if you got them all, none of the, we've said this before, the numbers don't add up to a phone number.
No, no.
So don't call it.
Yeah, if you're calling a phone number, do not call whatever phone number you are calling, because apparently that is a young girl who has been inundated with phone calls, and her dad is not very happy. So
right.
Please, please, there is no phone number that you need to call.
And there's no clue.
Except here to yell at us,
yes,
apparently.
Okay, so
but no,
just
that
keep
is not
that
a clue. No, 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 no.
All right, Carla has your entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, you know what? I've got some more lists for you, as a matter of fact. And this one, some of the top showbiz stories of this past year.
More on that and some other stories in entertainment after John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Do that? No, actually, in about 5 minutes.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
All right, here we go. This should help you out. The first clue for Friday before Christmas to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. The sign you face is the key.
The sign you face is the key.
There it is. Put it in the journal. Now, find the rock. Somebody bring it into the station. You will win that $10,000. Your next new clue, Bob Bishop, who's filling in for Wendy Rush, will have that a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon. And be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And download that free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for any more information you may need. The clue one more time. The sign you face is the key.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Really, just a wrap-up this time around. Some of the top stories in entertainment this past year. Jeopardy. Two things with Jeopardy. Of course, James Holzhauer. He broke all sorts of different records. $110,000, almost $111,000 in one day. And, of course, Alex Trebek. Dealing with pancreatic cancer. He announced that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer in March. Going to keep working, trying to beat it. He's having a rough go, but he's still there. Jussie Smollett faking the hate crime against himself, of course, on the show Empire. Rumors that he may go back, perhaps, on the show. I don't know if it's going to be like a wrap-up or something like that. The college admissions scandal in March. Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, several others charged in that massive nationwide cheat. Lori Loughlin maintaining that defense of what I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry, you looking at me? Because I didn't do anything wrong. I meant Becky.
Yeah.
And probably the biggest story of last year, Luke Perry's death, which was very unexpected. Yeah. He had a stroke. Wound up in the hospital for a few days and much to all our surprise, passed away in late February. So some pretty big stories last year. Remember, people, it's a whole new decade. That means a whole batch of new Kardashian trash. That means a whole batch of Kanye is God trash. Oh, it's coming. It is Friday. That is my take, sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District.
All right. Looking forward to the holidays, of course, and trying to help you out from holiday travel tips to shipping deadlines and more. It's all right there under Holidays Unwrapped in Las Vegas. Not to mention last-minute shopping, and we're all opening our gifts.
I know.
Off the air, and I'm seeing a theme here.
I know.
I'm seeing a big theme. It's just all about booze.
Booze and the Golden Knights.
And the Golden Knights.
Yes.
Can't go wrong. But if you're looking for those last-minute gifts, T-shirts, tanks, and a bunch of other stuff, just go to the KKLZ logo store.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do it right there at work during your break. So it's all accessible through our website at 96.3kklz.com. Earlier this morning, we did a Morning on the Street segment where he was talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Well, we have another one for you. And we had the governor in a couple of weeks ago. And we've been talking about this all year long.
Right.
About doing away with the springing forward.
Yes.
We
yes.
just like falling back, and yes. we want it to stay like that, and that's it.
Right.
Well, our producer, Morty, went out on the streets to talk to people, to ask them, basically telling them, what do you think about the new law where we're going to keep daylight savings time?
Right.
And it confused people.
Yeah, well, sure it did.
Because they didn't realize which one was which. And here's a sample of what he got from people out on the street.
What's your thoughts on the proposed law to remove daylight savings time from Nevada?
To remove it?
Yes, to remove it. Do you like daylight savings time?
I do.
Why is that?
I like when it's dark, earlier.
Oh, okay. So you would be against it.
Oh, wait.
If you like daylight savings time, you'd be against them removing it.
Right.
What's your thoughts on the proposed law to remove daylight savings from Nevada?
Good riddance.
You don't want it?
Get rid of it.
Why is that?
Besides the fact that it changes everything, the time change, but you have to, your body has to get used to the new time change. Just at night, everybody drives the worst, so I want more daylight.
What's your thoughts on the proposed law to remove daylight savings time from Nevada?
I do not agree on removing daylight savings time.
You want to keep it?
Absolutely, yes.
You like...
Wait, no, I do not want to keep it. Wait. No. Change it.
What's your thoughts on the proposed law to remove daylight savings time from Nevada?
I really want it to pass.
Why is that?
I hate changing all my clocks in my house, except for my phone that does it automatically.
Oh, so you have a bunch of old clocks?
Oh, yeah. And microwave, too.
What's your thoughts on the proposed law to remove daylight savings time from Nevada?
Cool. Let's do it.
Did it affect you?
Yes. I hate walking outside at 4 o'clock and it looks like it's 9:45 in the night.
Yeah. Yes. 9:45 yes. in the night.
In the night. Yes. Dump it, man. Dump it.
I thought it was pretty funny. You confused a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like standard time, which they just call like whatever, the regular time, yeah. and then yeah. daylight saving. Yeah.
But if you're both, that's how a lot of these laws get passed because they're so confusing.
Because, yes, or there's something else hidden in there. Wait a minute. What?
What's the one where it doesn't get darker?
Yeah. But if we do that, then we have to drive on the other side of the road? No, I don't want it. No. Uh-uh.
That's the next time he goes out. He's going to ask, what do you think about the proposed law where we drive like England?
Wait a minute, metric?
Yeah.
No! It's happening.
Those tickets for Gwen Stefani, we'll give those away in about 6-7 minutes.
Wakes me up the right way.
Listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets for Gwen Stefani. We love her. She's been on our show. She's just such a nice person. Yeah. And her residency continues over at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood in Feb of next year.
Yep.
So we do have a pair of tickets to give away. After we get through news and traffic, actually news and weather.
Okay.
Starting with caller number 9, Carla, 702-739-9636. We're going to make it easy. What did you learn from us this year?
Yeah. What did you learn from us this year? Anything?
That's the question. If you can answer that, then you have the ticket. Starting with caller number 9.
All right.
What did you learn from us this year?
Are we deciding?
Yes.
If it's worthy? Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's our game, our rules.
And by the way, if it's something that we truly know you didn't learn from us,
yeah,
don't try and scam us.
No. We're not that kind of show.
Because
okay?
We know what we've taught you.
Yeah. You call him if that's something else.
For the whole year.
Need to hear that.
Through the whole year.
Yeah. You got a whole year. Whole year to sift through.
All right. There's a lot of things you can choose.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. 702-739-9636. I'll tell you right now, the phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather and then look for caller, starting with caller number 9. Good luck. We have Michaela on the phone. Michaela, the question is very simple. All we want to know is, what have you learned by listening to us this past year?
Anything?
How much I actually enjoy spending time with my mom, because we've been doing this whole Jingle Bell Rock thing together, like this time. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
well, that's very cool. Now, Michaela, does your mom like spending time with you as well?
I hope so.
That is a great answer.
That's very cool. That's very, very cool.
See, that's why we say whether you find the Jingle Bell Rock or not, it's time well spent with family.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I mean,
$10,000 wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I know.
Are you out there looking now?
I actually am.
Well, good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Yeah. And thank you.
And if for anything else, you got the tickets. You're going to see Gwen Stefani.
Oh, my God. Yay. Yeah. thank you so much.
Did we forget why we called in?
I know. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I kind of forgot why I called in.
It's in February. It's over at Planet Hollywood, the Zappos Theater, from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. You have the tickets. So thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show all year long. Good luck finding the Jingle Bell Rock, and you have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks. You guys too.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Oh, here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Arizona wanted to celebrate getting a job at Subway last week.
Yes.
But her boyfriend didn't want to. So she set him on fire.
Sure. Oh, really?
Well, she tried to.
Wow. Okay.
She's been arrested, but here's the odds. Thing about this.
This is the odd thing about it. Okay.
He's going to stay with her. They're still a couple.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, because she tried. It didn't happen.
Do you want your sub toasted?
Wow. Yes, with a blowtorch.
Red flag.
Gosh.
Another fast food or chain restaurant story. A guy in New Mexico recently robbed a Pizza Hut, ran face first into a locked door on his way out. Well, cops used the DNA from the door ID him, and he's been arrested.
Yeah,
see?
Well, Ow. What's that on the door? That's his nose.
You know what? When we talk about things you've learned on this morning show, there you go. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't run face first into a locked door and then go out another door without wiping down the locked door first.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be don't rob a Pizza Hut. Yeah. Rob something better.
Yes, that's right.
I didn't know I had to say that.
I got more lessons for you coming up. This is terrible. A 57-year-old college professor and elder with his local Church of Christ busted just a couple weeks ago. He was trying to pay for sex with another man with an Arby's gift card. Oh, we got the meats. He's facing one charge of patronizing prostitution. Do you think?
Well, imagine what I could do with my Fleming's gift cards.
I know. I know it. Man alive.
Wow. With another
professor, and he's an elder at his church. Dude.
Well, that's not good.
Dude,
it's shameless in real life.
Yeah, you need to kneel somewhere else. Man alive. Hey, a Boston man.
Is that what we've learned from this?
A Boston man hijacked a truck. This guy stole a truck containing $10,000 worth of lobster.
Oh.
Lobster.
Well.
And yeah, well, when they catch him, he's going to be in a lot of hot water. Get out of here. I'm here all week. Thank God the week's over today.
Just a sample of some of the live humor you're going to hear next year when you see Carla Rae do her stand-up.
Exactly. And I admit, throwing that out there and without waiting, that was a bit shellfish.
No,
you're not going to get that.
No, that's no.
All right, fine. That's fine. I
know you're funnier than that.
Okay, I won't.
That's good.
I couldn't do anything.
Oh, shut up. Don't encourage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know sometimes it pinches, doesn't it? That is Friday's Other News.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
As we do every show, we like to end it with a little bit of good news. This will be the last one for us for the year. It's about a guy named Michael Esmond in Pensacola, Florida. He owns a business now called Gulf Breeze Pools and Spas. So he does okay now. But back in the 80s, he said he had trouble paying his own bills. He wasn't paying his utility bills on time, getting into a lot of trouble. But like I say, he's fine now, but he was paying his bill. And he noticed a due date on one of them was December 26th. So he kind of thought, you know, there got a lot of people out there in the same situation that I was once in.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a hold of the power company and he paid off some of the past due amounts for 36 random families. He had never met them. spent almost $5,000 doing it. Each family member got a letter saying your past due utility bill has been paid by Gulf Breeze Pool and Spa. Rest easier this holiday season, knowing you have one less bill to pay. A news station picked it up. Of course, a ton of people reached out to him. He said, I don't want that. I really don't want that. He said, I just kind of wanted to set an example, and maybe other businesses will follow suit along the way. So, nice. Very, very nice, Michael Esmond.
Good job.
Yes, it is.
That's the way to wrap up the year.
That is.
I love it. If you have a feel-good story, let's start off next year.
Yes.
With some good ones, maybe even locally.
Would love it.
Submit them through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Aaron Layla Jewelers, where beautiful creations begin. Well, wrapping up the show this morning, we heard some New Year's resolutions. People already getting ready for the new year.
Yes, they are.
The one girl that Morty talked to, eating more pizza, needs to eat more pizza. And then he went back out and talked to people about dropping or sticking with daylight savings time.
Right.
A lot of people are confused about this.
Yes, they are.
And I got to be honest. I all I know is when we spring forward, let's just stay there.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Right. Let's keep the light at night.
Governor Sisolak, who was in our studio a couple of weeks ago, said, you know what? I'm all for it, too. Let's just get it done. Well, do it.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yes, Governor.
And if you're dating somebody just now, just starting, do you get them a gift? Yes, but it's something very inexpensive.
Easy, that's right. A t-shirt, not the full jersey.
Okay.
Commitment, ew.
That's the next level.
That's right.
All right, that about does
sleeves.
It for us. Listen, we had a great year. We thank you very much for listening.
Yes.
One more thing for the Jingle Ball Rock Hunters. It's still out there.
Yes, it is.
The puzzle pieces did not equal a phone number.
No.
Stop trying to put these combinations together and dialing up this phone number. It doesn't equal a phone number.
No. Quit calling any number that you think you maybe need to call.
Right. But good luck. Your next clue, Bob Bishop will have that for you a little bit after 1 o'clock. He's filling in for Wendy Rush, who was back on Monday. So, you know what, Carla? Thank you very much for a great year.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Morty. It was absolutely fantastic. I do look forward to next year. 2020, people. 2020.
Just do us a favor over the holidays. Be careful. Be safe.
Yes.
And be kind to each other.
And don't forget about us.
No.
Oh, no. No.
No. Never. Stop it. No.
We'll see you next year.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.